بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. I have become such, perhaps it's my bad habits, that normally wherever I go, I'm giving the bayan. So recently I had to go somewhere and I wasn't giving the bayan. For me it was so hard to sit and listen. I'm wondering how people listen to my bayan. Very hard. But I'll tell you, when I sit and listen to your bayans, I really enjoy it. One is, alhamdulillah, it's always short. But one is that I'm hearing someone from the heart speaking. And what comes from the heart comes with a lot of effect. So I will mention a few points today, but they'll have given us a lot of hope. In the Quran that was recited, the last, the end of Surah Baqarah, the Murana mentioned that Surah Baqarah read in a house, the sahir, the magician, will not get into that house. The end of Surah Baqarah. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Where Allah Ta'ala says that your Allah will not make you or ask you to do what is out of your reach. This was one sickness which I always felt when a person gets caught in an addiction. It's game over. This verse was going to speak to both parties. It was going to speak to the murabbi, the muslih, the sheikh, that Allah will only ask you to do how much you can do. For the people of this institute center, the people of every town, will they manage to take the whole world out of drug addiction? No. But Allah has made us all mukallaf of making an effort to help someone. So many a time when you see the work is too hard, then we step back because we say it's impossible. This verse was to say Allah has not made you mukallaf of something impossible. Go forward. And where it came, at the end of Surah Baqarah. Surah Baqarah is a very long surah. Very long surah. When that man came for salah, then he asked the people what that imam is reading. So you'll know the waqiyah, isn't it? When they told him Baqarah, he said, this was a long surah. The next time he came, he said, what is on the read today? He said, feel the elephant. He said, bas. If Baqarah was so long, but Surah Baqarah is long. But how you reach the ending? How you reach it? When you started at the beginning, especially those who would learn it with laws, it just carries on, it carries on. But when it comes to the ending, Allah Ta'ala says, nothing was impossible. It might look like a mountain to climb to help people who are in this sickness. The end of the surah says, Allah has not made you mukallaf what you can't manage. You make an effort in this field and we open up doors. And alhamdulillah, we're now seeing the fruits of those efforts. One. The same verse speaks to the other party, to the one who's in the addiction. In the past, people, once you would get in the addiction, they would say, there's no hope for you. So the end of Surah Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala said, there is hope. Because I would never have commanded you to do what you can't do. You'll have to let your hand go out, stretch, stretch, stretch. And one day when you will find the thing, you will say it was right there. Right there. La yukallifu Allahu nafsan illa wus'aha. The second, what he ended off in the last sentence, where he said, my desire is now to go out and to help others. Allah Ta'ala made Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam see a very difficult life. But he was the best of Allah's creation. Normally the best you don't like to ever see sad. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had to grow up crying. Whenever he had hope on someone, gone. Father he never saw, mother he loved with, gone. Then you go to a house, no one likes to go to a house, now you hear. Then you become close to your grandfather, gone. Wherever you're going, it's just happening. Like how he says, that ball came. Difficulties came. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala speaks about it in his Quran. Alam yajidka yateema. Did we not find you like this? Did we not find you like this? Did we not find you like that? And how we helped you? That we know. Question is, oh Allah, why did you make me like this, like this, like this? Allah says, I found you as an orphan and I gave you a house. And I found you as a beggar, so I made you wealthy. I found you looking for the answer, then I showed you the path. Question is that you're saying that, look at my gift on you. But you're asking the first question, that why you made me an orphan? If you never made me an orphan, you never have to give me a house after. From the beginning you should have kept me nice. If you never make me poor, there was no issue of you made me rich then. That I found you poor. If you let me grow up in an environment of deen, everything was going well. Then you never have to show me the path after that. The environment showed me the path. How Allah Tabarak Ta'ala mentions it. That we found you like this, like this, like this. And then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, so now, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلِ فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. He said, now I want you to do three things. But how it was mentioned is that the favor that I did on you wasn't only the second. It was the combination of the first with the second. Let's try and open it a little bit more. If Allah wanted the people who are running this institute could have been someone like me, I would have opened up Darul Islah. I mean, we got the garden of Islah. You got the house. The only thing we need instead is the auntie. And you got it all. But if I open it up, my students who are in drugs would have ran a racket. And I would be thinking they're eating Smarties. We caught the boys in the madrasa drinking. If I had to walk past, I would have thought they're drinking Sprite, so I would have shouted them, don't drink Coke in my madrasa. I never knew it was Coke. Then I learned there's something called lean. I said, that's, I would have taken a sip to join the company also. The combination of the two, that it was Allah's kindness upon you, that He never let you see a father and a mother. He took away your father before you saw him. He took away your mother just when you needed her. He took away your grandfather. He took away whoever you needed at every stage of your life. Why? So that you would learn to understand pain. And you would be able to relate with the feelings of everyone. Because we had a very great work for you. But to do that work, you have to first walk the path. The combination of two. When you will be here, you must think about this. That why did Allah put me in this? And then He pulled me out. And in your heart it might come that maybe there's a mission for me also. That I will also find yatim. What is a yatim? Normally yatim is the one who got no father. In the world of drugs, what's a yatim? In the world of drugs, a yatim is every addict whose family, whose society, whose entire environment don't want to even look at him. He's a yatim. A normal yatim loses a father, but he got an uncle. An addict got no uncle also. An addict got no uncle. The only person the addict can look up to is the one who wants to see the addict destroyed. Like how he said, they'll use you and they'll finish you. Nobody else is. If you're really looking for a real yatim, the man who got no one above him, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala said, فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمُ. That because you saw the days when you had no one above you. He says, now when you will see the one who got no one, فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. Now you can't be harsh with that person. Now you can't be harsh. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلُ. Second is, we put you in a land, a world of poverty. So you are always looking for someone to help you out. If that person can give me the job, if that person can give me some goods to sell, Allah Ta'ala said, I found you like, we found you as a beggar, pauper, and then we made you wealthy. Again, if Allah wanted to, I could have kept you wealthy from day one. But the man who was wealthy from day one, he would never be able to feel the pain of someone who doesn't have and wish I got. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given that. He felt the pain. Later on in life, whoever came to ask him, the poet says, had it not been for the la in tashahud, ashadu an la ilaha, la means no. He says, had it not been for that la, I don't think you, O my Nabi, would have ever said the word la. You couldn't say it like, even when he had nothing. Normally when a guy comes to you and you got something, but normally you'll always say, sorry boss, I got no change. But you got a card. Nowadays we found, sometimes beggars, in one country, the beggar pulls out the machine. He says, don't worry, you can swipe. You can swipe. But Allah's Nabi, when he never have, he cried. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, and you turn around and you cry. He would turn around like this. And I don't know what to say. I can't help you. وَأَمَّا السَّائِلُ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. He said, you already saw those days where you would look at someone hoping for help. But wherever you put your help, the help never come. He said, you saw it. So he said, now whenever you will see someone looking for help, but who will do it? The one who walked the path. So the combination of the two became a gift. We visited one place in Pakistan. Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib Rahimul Damat Barakatuh told us, as you know, this is the filthiest, dirtiest place in Pakistan. Dirtiest. He said, and the amazing thing is the best mitai, the factory is here. Factories, yeah. It looks so nice in the shops. But if you see that. But then he said that Pakistan's most strongest fighter, he said he came from this town. He says because when you grow up in a filthy environment, your body can become stronger than people who grow up in a healthy environment. So for that fighter, one day he'll drive past. And he will say, when I grew up in this, I always said, why I'm living here? But had I not been living here, I won't be the strongest man at the moment. Sometimes for your tarbiyah, Allah will make you go through pain. The man who wants to commit suicide, the only thing is he never learned this lesson. That's why he says, Allah, why you did this to me? Sometimes for your tarbiyah, Allah says, I'm doing it, it's not finished then. You are a long journey. I put you in a difficult condition. Climb out. Climb out. La yukallifullah. I'm not going to make you mukallaf of something you can't manage. Climb. Climb. Why? Because I have a mission for you. That if you don't start at the bottom, you're not going to reach the top. One of the greatest islahi efforts that can be made in the coming future is the effort of pulling out the man who's an addict to anything and connecting him back to Allah Ta'ala. That even an alim will not be able to say, I did it. Because he doesn't pull anyone out, he just talks. A da'i, a muballigh, he will talk. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ. Advise. One day your advice will benefit someone. So he gives advice. But as for to pull someone out, there is a level which was the shan of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. They went knocking at the door. They found the one addicted to the drink. They found the one addicted to the idol. They would look at him. They would cry for him. He would tell them. He would swear them. They would come back again. The day he was in need, they were there again for him. They say, let's try again. Let's try again. Let's try again. We have to have such a unique nature that I only want to be of help to the world. That person gets blessed with this nature who once upon a time saw no one helping him. And then a time came where help suddenly came. And he'll remember it his whole life, that I know what it is to be where no one wants to know you. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make all the patients of this places. This is not a madrasa. Darul Ulum Dioban, they say, was different from a normal madrasa. Because it never came to produce ulama. Darul Ulum Dioban came to produce Darul Ulums around the world. The vision was very big, that the student is not going to go back and teach. He's going to go back and open. When the vision was unique, Allah made miracles happen. There was no madrasas at that time like this. The British, whatever they had in Delhi, they brought everything to the ground. Game over. Under one tree. It was not one tree that was going to go out. Trees were not going to come. May Allah make every patient of this place becomes a doctor. Every patient. How he said, I like to learn this thing. You must make that part of the course. That when the student now reaches his end, then he must have second course. That I need you to learn it now. You practice in front of us. You show us, can you do what we're doing? Because this is very small. And you can't bring the world here. But you can send people to the world from here. You can send. Allah tabarak ta'ala make you an alami markaz. Go far. The last. So one is, la yukallifullahu nafsan. Number two, why did Allah start you at the bottom? Because you got a mission to go to. That is why He dropped you. And that is why your newspaper opened. That's why your newspaper opened. Because you're not finished. I never leave you here to be finished. I wanted you to carry on. So I opened up the newspaper for you. I made you make the phone call. Sometimes you'll say, I thank them they came to fetch me. They'll say, you know what? Sometimes we never even wanted to come fetch you. Something made us come. And something is that same Allah who made you see the newspaper. It's a whole system. A person must think that what did Allah want in me? That He made sure that I reached. He made the whole system work for me. That maybe there is something He wants from me. It's a mission. All of you. That is why when I look at any patient in a rehab, I don't look at a druggie. I look at you as a Muslim of the Ummah. In tasawwuf, they say normally a sheikh is a sheikh, not who made a lot of dhikr, but who went through difficulties and somebody else helped him to come out of the thing. He becomes so appreciative after that. But later on, when someone comes with the same problem, he gives an answer and the man says, like, how you know this? How you know? So he says, once upon a time, I also walked on a similar path. The devil's tricks never change. Same tricks he got. So 2 points. A third point. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. I'm sure you will make muraqabah of different things. This is the muraqabah of ihsan. Ihsan is the other word for islah. The culmination of Islam is you got Iman, you got Islam. You need Ihsan. He said, what's this Ihsan? He said that you have to become Allah's slave as though you're looking at Him. Then he said, because even though you can't look at Allah, you must know He is looking at you. Ihsan is this. So I wish I can be able to explain this here now. Try and understand what I'm saying. How you translate this word? Alam ya alam. Do they not know that Allah is watching? So the tone. The tone is harsh. That tone is of a father who's angry. That tone is a police officer who caught the guy. He said, you idiot, you never knew we were watching you. That's a very high tone. Then you can change the tone. Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Did he not know that Allah was looking till the end? So there will be two eyes on us always. There will be the red eye of the devil. He looks at us with the desire to make us burn. But to get us to burn, he has to show his Dajjali picture. So it will be a smile, it will be an invite, it will say, come, come, come. There will be a loud call. But behind that is the red eye of the devil. The day I get you, I'm not going to let you go. And then there is the eye of Rahman. To understand the eye of Rahman, think of the eye of a mother. Father is still a father. Think of a mother. A mother looks at a child, even though she won't show it, she'll scream and she'll be angry. But when the mother looks at the child, that mother looks with a tear in the eye. She said, I never knew this is going to happen to my child. I don't know what to do. She just looks, and she cries from within. That's a mother. The love of a mother is an instilled love which Allah Tabarakallah put in every animal for his baby. They're all enjoying one piece of that. Real love is Allah. Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Did he not know that Allah was looking right through? When you will make this muraqabah, it will help you in every stage. It will help you at the time when you're looking at and you're angry with the world. He says, oh my servant, I know how the people behaved with you. I know how you're feeling. But do you think I'm not looking? Do you think I don't know? I'm looking. And then when you will make that effort and pull out, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Maybe the world will never appreciate because they'll never know what it is to pull out of drugs. Only the man who pulled himself out knows it's not easy. Allah Ta'ala says, you think I'm not looking. I saw how you pulled yourself out. And when he falls again, many a time the devil then tells the person, are you going to go the whole way again? Now just end it off now. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Oh my servant, do you think I'm not looking at you? If I wanted to end it off, I would have killed you now. I don't want you to end it off. Try again. I'm looking. This eye of Allah will follow us from the beginning till the ending. We have to now start seeing that eye. When you will see the eye of Rahman, you will see the eye of a loving Allah, a caring Allah, an appreciating Allah, a forgiving Allah. It will never be the eye of an angry Allah. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib says, يَعْلَمُ مَا يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ. That Allah says, I know how your heart cheated. وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. I know what your heart was hiding. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib used to speak a lot about this. Even the alim, the pious alim. You can be a pious alim with the turban and the beard, but there's no one whose eyes are pious. No one. So even the pious alim, when the apa goes past, he looks like. Is she young? Is she old? Is she wearing socks or not? He looks. So there Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, that treachery, what's treachery? Treachery is when your eye is trusted and then you betray. So who is he speaking to? He's not speaking to the guy who's sitting on the beach there looking at pretty girls. Because no one trusts him. No one trusts him. The only thing he does, he puts on black sunglasses. So they can't see way, but everyone knows what he's looking, why he went there. He no one trusted. Who they trust? They trust the one who they think is not looking. For him, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, يَحَلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ, that he knows the treachery of your eye. That they trusted your eye, and you the one looking. But then Hazrat Hakim Sahib says, but remember, this verse is not like a wife who tells her husband, I know how you cheated me. Because after she says that, she smacks. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ, I know how you're cheating. What it means? Oh my servant, now I'm waiting for you to repent. Oh my servant, I'm waiting for you. He says, otherwise Allah would have made you blind. You cheated. Let me take your eye away. Say, I know you're cheating. Now, say, Allah, I'm sorry. Very good. Don't cheat again. I know you're cheating me. Allah, I'm sorry. When you will understand this eye of Rahman, if you hear these two waqiyat, you will understand. The boy who says, I was in the bottom of what student left the madrasa, graduated maybe. One time he wrote an email to me about his life after leaving madrasa. What evil. That I think that in the ending, even Iblis would have said, besides kufr now, I think you've done it all. Besides kufr. The boy even asked me, like, I don't know, must I contact the town and tell them while I used to be making their salah, sometimes in the state of janabat I was making their salah. State of janabat. Sometimes they would call him for tarawih. He would find a girl in the town. In the nights of Ramadan, he would be engaged with a girl in the town. And in the state of janabah, he would make the fajr. While everyone is fasting, he would take drugs. Because once you start taking drugs, there's no barriers. In the state when everyone is fasting, he's taking drugs. In that state, he would just become sober before Jummah. Then he would go perform the Jummah. Then they would go back and engage again. Then he would make iftar and they'll tell him, make dua. He'll make the dua. He'll make the tarawih salah and go back again. In Ramadan, he described what his Ramadan was in a town. Then he asked me, you got any advice? That how do I now, I came out of it. And now I'm regretting, how do I go and tell the town? Said, hey, you've got Lord Fajr Surit. How did I go? Ask me advice. I said, I'm not giving you no advice in this. But you know what? I said, your letter made me understand how kind Allah is. I said, if it was me, I would have slaughtered you years ago. I said, in that state, Allah carried on looking at you. Looking at you. Looking at you. I won't disgrace him. I won't disgrace him. I won't disgrace him. The earth might have said, swallow him. The earth, Allah is looking. Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. The angels would have finally said, he'll never change. Alam ya'alam bi anna Allah yara. Do you think Allah is not looking at him? And Allah made him go, made him go, made him go. And a time came where everything happened. Everything changed. So the eye of Allah is a very, very merciful eye. But you'll have to make this muraqabah and see that eye. See that eye. And in whichever state you are, you will know you're never alone. You will know you're never alone. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu in the cave. Now he was worried. They're going to catch us. He said, oh Abu Bakr, what do you think of those two that Allah is the third? Do we need anybody else to help us? Oh addict, there will be times in life you're alone. I want you to remember you'll never be alone. Because Allah will always be with you. Like how he said, when Allah is with you when you're dirty, then Allah is going to be with you when you clean also. Allah will always be with you. Never ever forget that my Allah is looking. بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. It is that eye that we will work to please. And we will carry on trying. لَكَ الْعُتْبَى حَتَّى تَرْضَى. Allah, I'll carry on making an effort until I get that eternal happiness of yours. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. I don't have the ability to do it. Allah, you help me. And we will walk on this path. We will fall. We will stand up again. We will help somebody else stand up. And we will carry on. Amazing it is in this path. You will help someone today. Tomorrow you slipping, he'll be the one helping you. وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْ بِالصَّبْرِ. Last point. It wasn't a point, but now I'll end on this one. What does تَوَاصَوْ بِالْحَقِّ? Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, you know, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرِ. Man is not going to make it lost. Then he said, unless he got a quality of iman, good actions. Then he says, تَوَاصَوْ. That each one starts helping, advising the other to remain patient and to stay on the truth. So the question is, like how I told you, I got iman, I got good actions. So the third thing I do, I give bayan. But Quran never said he gives bayan. وَيُوصِي بِالْحَقِّ وَيُوصِي بِالصَّبْرِ. Quran said تَوَاصَوْ. Tawasoh means each one helps the other. Which means, oh Sheikh, you better help someone because tomorrow you're going to need his help. You help someone, he'll stand. Next time he'll be giving a bayan, you'll get the answer you want. The Sheikh, the Ustad will get help from the student. The student will get help from the teacher. The husband will help the wife. And when the husband is going, the wife will help him. He says, when you will come onto this level where each one can be the support structure for the other. But to be a support structure, how you get it? That the one who learned becomes ready to help the one who he learned from. That's when everything becomes linked. Because I am climbing this hill, I can also slip. Sometimes we think that I'm the alim, I won't slip. Anyone can slip. But when you help someone stand, and now you're walking, you also slip, he grabs your hand. This is what we want now with you people. You all must create that structure. Perhaps the sheikh might not slip into drugs, but the fear of the sheikh's son slipping into drugs, that we all got that worry. We all got that worry. So when the sheikh's son slips, who the sheikh looks for? The sheikh looks for that old student of his who also once upon a time slipped. And maybe that sheikh helped him. Now the sheikh sees him. And he changed. Now he's running his own rehab. Now the sheikh says, you know what? I got a problem. I got a son who needs help. He say, Hazrat, you help me, help him. He say, I don't know how I helped you, I can't help him, help me. This is what is called. Everyone in the spot to Allah is a faqir. Everyone needs Allah. And that system is Allah made it, we all need ourselves. So on that last one, I will end on this. That you patients are the hope of the ummah. You are our hope also. That I look at y'all and I feel our progeny have hope if y'all are out. Because no one's family is safe. So if something happens, I can always say, hey, you know what, you'll come to my madrasa. And you know what, can you come to my house? Hey, I don't know what to say to my... Can you help me out? So the man will say, but he's a great sheikh. He gave bayan to the world, he can't help in his own backyard. They say, in this world, Allah has put hidayah in everyone's hands. So all of you, you all are the hope of the ummah. You've got a mission. work for that mission. As he said, day has ended, but I'm staying to learn this work. May Allah tabarak ta'ala make all of you. You'll become pure, and you'll work to help to make others pure. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabi al-Kareem, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in, wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Everyone listen to one more guy. Tama. Pull.
I like that. Three is sunnah.
Then we'll end it. Bayan. Oh, what's your age?
47.
Okay, lucky. I thought you must be 70 and give us a long story.
No.
You really got to 47.
Not slow.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My name is Muhammad in Muslim Recovery. Alhamdulillah, my journey started 24 years back when my late father passed away and he had a heart attack. He was 48 years of age. And the next week after that, my little brother Suhail was 16 and he got sentenced 20 years into prison. And my little sister was suffering from epilepsy fits, which she later passed away with. She drowned in the bath. So, because I was not dini inclined, I was a victim of substance abuse my whole life. And I lived in denial for 25 years, thinking that I had it under control. I literally did every drug on the market. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved me. I almost died about 20, 30 times without iman. And I was in such darkness, yeah. And I always lied to myself in believing that, you know, everything's fine. Because I used to go on, come off, go on, until I started smoking heroin. And I was one step away from being a hobo. That's when I realized that, you know, it's time to pull my life straight. And I've been in Jamaat many a times. I've been for 4 months, about four or five times for 4 months. 40 days I've been about 10 times. So I wanted to go. I was in the Merkez this last 20 days back, and I wanted to go 4 months. And my sister told me that there's a place called Darul Isla. And going for 4 months, alhamdulillah, I benefited a lot many a times. But I always find myself relapsing. And so I told her, yeah, let's go to Darul Isla and see what it's about. And alhamdulillah, I'm here 20 days now, and this place made me realize how spiritually disconnected I really was. I always thought that, you know, I used to read namaz on and off. And alhamdulillah, coming here, I really have a sense of belongingness. And Maulana, Uncle Ahmed, and, you know, you just feel that they really respect you and they treat you like a human. Whereby the entire world, like Maulana was saying, you're really alone out there when you involved in the life we lived. Wallahi, your family, everybody, they closed their doors on you. And I lost my mother 3 years back, and I really realized how alone I am. And alhamdulillah, I have no regrets coming here. And I'm very emotional, though, because this place made me realize that what is my objective in life? It is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, shown to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for me, that means a lot. Because if a person obey Allah's commandments, then it will be very hard for him to do the wrong thing. And I was in such darkness, and alhamdulillah, being here, I really feel like a human again. And I just say jazakallah to everyone in Darul Islah, even the patients, they're very supportive. We help each other, we speak to each other. And alhamdulillah, this place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless it, inshallah. Amen.
Before the dua, at the beginning, Maulana mentioned what? Something like I said that we are very fortunate to have me. So that's when I wanted to repeat this, that we are very fortunate to be sitting in this company. Humul Qawm, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about people who come from different places. And the only thing that brings them there is they want to remember Allah. So normally, this is understood as the khanka. This is understood as the Darul Uloom. But when you ask these people here, why you all came? They only came for Allah. To find Allah, to remember Allah, to connect with Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when someone will sit with these people, humul qawm, they are such a nation, la yashqa bihim jalisuhum, that the one who just sits with them, he won't go wretched. He won't go wretched. So you will never understand, O patient, how much of mercy falls on you. And we come sometimes in this environment so that that waterfall splashes on us also. So we are also very fortunate to be in your company. May Allah tabarak ta'ala in His kindness allow unique mercy to fall on you because of your tawbah. You are making a very great mujahada. Only you will know what it is to go through it, what to fight. But Allah knows. So when He pours that mercy, we beg Him that let us also get knocked with it.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. O Allah, in your kindness. O Allah, in your kindness. Where you have shown us so much of hope when the time had come, where people had lost hope in ever getting out of this problem. Allah, I would look at so many people. I would find that I did not know what to say to them. I would not know how to relate with them. I would not know how to help them. There were times when I would look and I would say it's a lost case. And Allah, in your kindness, how you have opened up the doors of hope. Allah, let it go far and wide. Allah, let it go far and wide. Allah, let every patient become a doctor in this field. Allah, every student become a Muslim in this field. Allah, make everyone who enters salih, make him pious in your court. Allah, make him a Muslim, able to make others pious. Allah, connect him to you. Allah, allow him to connect others to you. Allah, as you sent every Nabi, لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, so that he will pull people out of darkness. Allah, these are the people who are indeed pulling people out. Allah, accept every one of them in your kindness. Allah, accept every one of them in your unique court. Allah, make every one of them a stalwart of your deen. Allah, make every one of them an ambassador of your deen. Allah, you have promised, وَيَهَدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيب, that the one who shows an inclination to you, you will open up his path. Allah, in your kindness, open up the path for every one of them. Allah, in your kindness, open up the path of every one of them. Allah, make every one of them hadi and mahdiya. Allah, let him be on the path. Allah, let him be a guide towards the path. Allah, make every one of them your selected servants. Allah, in the blessings of every one of them. Allah, accept us for your deen. Allah, in the blessings of every one of them. Allah, accept us for your deen. Allah, how unique you have mentioned in Quran. إن الله يحب التوابين ويحب المتطهرين. How you mentioned first that you love those people who repent. You spoke about the sinner, and then you mentioned, and the pious people also love them. And how you lifted up the sinner? Allah, how you mentioned how you love the sinner, the one who repents. Allah, we are in a jamaat of people who have indeed repented. Allah, they have repented in the most unique manner. Allah, in their repentance, they left their houses. Allah, in the repentance, they left families. Allah, in the repentance, they came to an environment which was alien. Allah, in their repentance, they took a step which is a very brave step. Allah, what tawbah they have made. That love that falls on them on the blessings of their tawbah. Allah, allow that love to encircle every one of us. Allah, let your special nazar be on this place. Allah, let your special nazar be on this place. And on every place which has stood up to help those people who need help. Allah, they are those who are muslih. Allah, they are those who are nasih. Your Nabi has promised that al-khalqu iyalullah, the entire creation is the household of Allah. فَأَحَبُّ الْخَلْقِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ إِلَىٰ إِيَانِ, and the most beloved of Allah's creation
is the one who has shown kindness to the household of Allah. Allah, indeed, the people who are working at this place, they have shown themselves to be such. Allah, if you have made them their most beloved, then Allah, in their blessings, allow us also to become your most beloveds. Allah, forgive our every error. Allah, forgive our every sin. Allah, as you have kept our izzah. Allah, as you have never disgraced us in this world. Allah, let it not be that you now disgrace us in the qabr. Allah, as your kindness has always shone upon us. Allah, let that kindness follow us in the grave. Allah, let that kindness stand with us on the day of Hashr. Allah, let that kindness always be with us. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyyi al-Kareem. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Jazakum Allah.
I really enjoyed the coming. May Allah tabarak ta'ala allow us again and again to come and to benefit from your people's company. Sallallahu ala nabiyyi al-kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
After everyone has completed their sunnah, inshallah,